federal budget contains new investments focused on reducing the cost of childcare and supporting the recovery from COVID-19. Because it affects so many people in our province, we're taking the time to discuss its implications for this region of the country. Fred Bergman is senior policy analyst with the Atlantic Provinces Economic Council. I've reached him in Halifax. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
You've had an opportunity now to look at the federal budget. What are some of the major initiatives in it?
Well, certainly there's about $30 billion over the next 5 years for childcare, and that's a significant investment. There's another $27 billion to kind of support the economic recovery over the next few years to get us kind of back to a more even playing field and at least on par with where we were prior to the pandemic. So certainly those are the two major spending initiatives, but there's lots of other goodies in the budget as well.
Yeah, speaking of those major spends, when it comes to economic recovery from the pandemic, what is available to citizens and businesses?
Well, in terms of citizens, you know, there's the extension of the EI program, the Employment Insurance Program, up to 50 weeks. There's also an extension to the Canada Response Benefit as well, which I think now you can also get up to 50 weeks as an example. There's also funding for businesses for the Canada Recovery Hiring Program, or as an alternative, they can also take advantage of the extension of the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, which has been extended to September 25th as well. And there's, you know, there's more money under the Canada Financing Program as well for businesses. So there's lots of examples of incentives for both individuals and businesses within the budget.
What about when it comes to the green economy?
Well, I think in total they're looking to spend about $9 billion over the next 5 years in the green economy. This includes about just under $1 billion for protecting our oceans. So, you know, protecting marine and coastal areas as an example. There's also funding for the, I think it's called the Strategic Innovation Fund's Net Zero Accelerator. And I think that includes about $5 billion of funding as well. There's funding through the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation to do home refits to kind of improve energy efficiency, including a maximum interest-free loan of about $40,000 per household. And through that program, they're providing about $4.4 billion in funding.
We're speaking with senior policy analyst with the Atlantic Provinces Economic Council, Fred Bergman. And Fred, you've joined the program in the past. We've spoken about immigration, different targets, policy. What was in there when it comes to skills training and immigration for people in the Atlantic provinces?
Well, there's certainly lots of money in there for youth, including skills and training. I think there was, in total for youth, there was about $5.7 billion. And that includes a doubling of the Canada Student Grant. The budget's also looking to provide up to 500,000 new training and work opportunities through things like the new Sectoral Workforce Solutions Program. I know in terms of immigration and temporary foreign workers, there's about $555 million available over the next 5 years. And that will help digitalize the immigration application process such that they can process applications quicker and get immigrants into Canada faster. There's also supports for orientation for temporary foreign workers. And in this region, typically, you know, I think in 2020, there was about 4,800 temporary foreign worker permits last year.
We also know the tourism sector has taken a big hit over the course of the pandemic. Was there any support in there for tourism, but also infrastructure?
Well, there was about $1 billion in the budget for tourism, including about $500 million for the Tourism Relief Fund, as well as another $400 million geared towards arts and culture, so including things like festivals, cultural events, museums, and amateur sport. Now, relative to kind of the hit that tourism took in arts, entertainment, and recreation and culture, that may be a little bit on the low side in terms of funding, but there are other programs like the emergency rent subsidy that was also extended or the wage subsidy that was extended that they can take advantage of as well.
How concerned should we be about the debt levels?
Well, the debt is around half of GDP now, and it will remain that way over the next 5 years. It'll be hovering in that 51% to 49% of GDP level. But compared to the mid-1990s, when it was about two-thirds of GDP, the debt level is still relatively smaller. On the other hand, it is quite elevated. And debt charges, which is basically the interest on the debt that the federal government has to pay, they'll double, almost double, over the next 5 years, from about $20 billion to $39 billion. So the debt charges alone are a deficit in and of itself, effectively.
Overall, is this a good budget for people living in the Atlantic provinces?
Yeah, I think overall it's a positive budget. You know, the government last fall in their economic statement had committed to provide about $70 to $100 billion over the next 3 years for the economic recovery. And this budget includes $101.4 billion over the next 3 years for the economic recovery. So they've kept that commitment, which can help prime the pumps and keep the economy going.
Fred Bergman, Senior Policy Analyst with the Atlantic Provinces Economic Council. Thanks for this.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ben. Have a great day.